You know, I went back through all my files, and I always love doing this because it gives me lots of good, if you will, memories of all the fun we've had covering stuff over the last year. But it's really difficult to come up with 10. But I came up with a list of 10. You can find them online, federalnewsradio.com. And in no particular order, I'll tell you, a couple of my top stories are around cloud computing, cybersecurity. And I think, you know, a lot of people come and go, but I think Dan Gordon leaving, I'd like to start there as one of the top stories of 2011.
Dan Gordon leaving?
Well, the fact that the OFPP administrator, he's stepping down at the very end of the year, and the impact he's had over the last year, in fact, over the last 2 years, is significant. And the fact that he's leaving is really, I guess you could call it a prediction more than a look back. But the fact is that he's brought so much credibility to the acquisition community, so much credibility to the position as OFPP administrator, and has made such a really impact that's going to last over the years around acquisition workforce, around strategic sourcing, really taking on some of the tough issues and has made progress. And I think that's why it's a big deal that he's leaving at the end of 2011.
And not to minimize what some of his predecessors did, but really when you look at him and you look back over the cavalcade of OFPP administrators before him, you have to look back to Steve Kelman during the Clinton administration, I think, to see someone that distinguished.
I would absolutely agree with that. And again, you're right. It doesn't take anything away from the people who will follow him. Leslie Field and Matthew Blum in his office will do a tremendous job. But I remember at Dan Gordon's confirmation hearing back in 2009, when Senators Lieberman and Collins said, you know, you are the most qualified OFPP administrator to come through this committee in a decade. And I think he's shown why over the last year, specifically with the Mythbusters campaign, with the changes to the acquisition workforce. I mean, there's so many kind of lasting impacts that he will have, that he has had.
All right, what else? Give me another story that's been big in 2011.
You know, I'm going to stick with the acquisition theme for a second. Suspension and debarments. I think this is going to be this was very interesting. We've had two congressional hearings over last year. We've had a report by the Interagency Suspension and Debarment Committee. And then on top of all that, you had Iron Bow, which is a pretty major federal contractor, getting suspended by the Air Force. And not just by the Air Force, but government-wide. And I think while you have, on one hand, Dan Gordon trying to bring Mythbusters campaign to get industry and agencies to talk more, to collaborate more, you have this suspension debarment. It's really creating, I think, a hostile environment within government and by industry, because they're looking for issues of, well, how much problems, you know, what is the problem that you caused and how serious is it? And I don't think there is that communication as OFPP would want that's happening to deal with issues. Instead, it seems to be that agencies are taking it to the one extreme or the other. And I think you're seeing it on the opposite end with protests. GAO put out a recent report that says protests are again, increasing. Now, they're not as high as they were in maybe some previous years, but they're not going down by any regard. And the sustainment rate and the fewer protests are going to alternative dispute resolution. So I think all those brought together just are creating a more hostile environment for contractors and agencies.
Well, we should also point out that at about 2,500, and it fluctuates 2,000 to 2,500, maybe 1,900 protest actions in a given year is really a tiny percentage of all of the contract actions and procurements that take place.
Absolutely. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of contract actions that take place. But what you're seeing is a more aggressive on bigger protests. I mean, let's take the VA's T4, that's a big IT technology services contract. 12 vendors won, protest by at least 3 or 4 of the losing vendors. And I think you're going to see more of that as agencies go to strategic sourcing and other big blanket purchase agreements.
What about the issue of cybersecurity? That seems to be a perennial story, but a whole lot moved in 2011. Do you think that's one of the top stories?
Absolutely, but actually I'll even go the opposite end of the spectrum on that one too. I think one of the top stories is the fact that not enough happened around cyber in 2011. The fact that the administration put out their cyber proposal in May and Congress didn't do anything with it. Now, yes, I know Congress had a lot of other things they're dealing with, deficit reduction, continuing resolutions, middle income, you know, middle class pay tax cut extensions. But the fact is, you hear the lip service as giving by members of Congress, by people in and out of government, about how important cybersecurity is, yet you don't see a lot of progress. You see lots of bills being introduced. You see some hearings. You see some debate. But let's be real. You know, why haven't they acted on it? And I think it goes back to a lack of understanding and lack of political maybe will by the administration to continue to push it.
So the lack of progress is really the story.
I would say yes. I mean, we've seen some progress, yes, but not enough that many had predicted back in 2010 of what would happen in 2011.
We're speaking with Jason Miller, the executive editor for Federal News Radio and also intrepid reporter. I guess you kind of have a lot of hats around here. And let's talk about predictions for 2012. What do you see coming up in the federal scene in the year ahead?
Well, that's always so difficult looking into that crystal ball. Now, one of the things that I'll tell you is mobile computing. You think, okay, well, mobile computing, that's not new. Why is that a prediction? But I think what we've seen over 2010 and really most of 2011 is agencies dipping their toes into, okay, can we pilot iPads and iPhones, tablet computers, Android devices, RIM, you know, the playbook, mobile devices by Windows. Now I think what you're going to see in 2012 is actually a real use of those to meet mission. I think VA really kicked it off by allowing iPhones on their network for doctors and nurses. I think you're going to see a lot of agencies start to follow that path.
What about workforce and issues affecting federal pay benefits? What's your prediction there?
Employees are still going to face the wrath of Congress. They're going to face the heat from Congress to cut benefits, to cut pay, to freeze pay. The federal unions, of course, are going to be, you know, on the bandwagon trying to stop it. And what's it going to come down to is how much the, if you will, local congressmen, local senators from Maryland, Virginia, D.C. can really put up some roadblocks to say, hey, stop making federal employees the scapegoats. That's going to be the one of the tougher ones that is going to kind of play out over the year.
Now, OMB has also plowed forward with a shared services strategy that reaches back to really a Bush administration initiative called Lines of Business. Lines of Businesses are referenced in this new strategy they've come out with, although it's a really complicated way they've expressed this.
And I'm going to jump in real quick, and I'm going to say that's a prediction that's going to be much harder than OMB is kind of giving some credit for. Shared services is not going to be just, okay, let's roll out some contracts and let people use them. I think, you know, I've talked to former administration officials who said, listen, we used to take 6 to 12 months or more to put together a plan, a strategy, to get governance in place, to get funding in place, and then we'd roll it out. And they think they're going to roll out two of them in a year. So if OMB loosely defines what a shared service is, so for instance, the blanket purchase agreement for email as a service, email in the cloud, if they consider that a shared service, then yes, that can be rolled out pretty quickly. But if they more tightly define it, such as financial management, HR, even security management, that's going to be much more tougher to do.